Very much indeed. It's 27 minutes past two.
Online at bbc.co.uk/5live. This is the UK's home of live news and live sport. 5live.
With Rod Sharp.
Up all night.
Welcome back to Shrink Wrap Radio, the planet's premier psychology podcast. This is your host, Dr. Dave, coming to you from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, that's the intro to Shrink Wrap Radio, a podcast run by David Van Nuys, a retired professor of psychology. David talks psychology on the show, but over the course of doing it, he's gained a fascinating insight into the war in Iraq and the psychological effect it's having on ordinary Iraqis. He told me more about his podcast and how he ended up helping one Iraqi called Mohammed cope with the trauma of terrorism.
Okay, my podcast is called Shrink Wrap Radio, and it comes out once a week and it runs about an hour. And when I first conceived of the idea, I thought of it as appealing to a number of audiences, to students on the one hand, college students, perhaps students majoring in psychology. I also thought it might appeal to professionals, and also I thought it might have some appeal to the general public who are interested in what makes people tick. And it turns out, hearing from my listeners, that really it's reaching all three categories of people. So each week I interview someone on the show, as generally somebody from the very broad world of psychology, and so people get a really diverse experience of just how many different kinds of psychologies and psychologists there are out there. Well, I was very delighted to discover at one point that I have a listener in Baghdad. I got an email from him, I think, originally is how I discovered that I had a listener there. And I thought, well, what a wonderful opportunity to discover how people are coping psychologically with the stresses of all that's going on there.
In fact, I think we can hear a little bit of the listener that you spoke about. His name's Mohammed, and you never really gave out his second name because of concerns about his safety. But as you say, you spoke to him about how people were coping with what's going on there, the terrible violence that's occurring there. And this is Mohammed in his own words saying how he copes.
This time I would like to continue on some of the topics I talked about when you interviewed me. It's the such psychological tricks that keep me from going crazy in this crazy atmosphere. The thing that helped me the most is my friends. I don't have a lot of friends, but I do have some very fine friends. We meet at least once a week, and we update each other on what's been happening in our lives. Sometimes the talk diverts into politics and the mood gets very bad. But I try to always have something funny or joyful up my sleeve, so you would have the most fun when you meet. Our meetings are not recent. They've been going on for about a decade now. But before the war, there were social clubs where we can go and spend some very great time by the side of the Tigris River. These meetings also had food for thought, as they often include seminars of the Parapsychology Society. We do miss those times. Such events, if they ever happen now, would be very dangerous because it might be targeted by terrorists. Now we meet at our own houses and smoke some hookah. No weed, just plain tobacco molasses with fruit flavors. And we have some warm or cold soft drink. I especially like to meet a friend whom I don't agree with on every account, but who helps me get a boost of morale. He can always see the full half of the glass.
Well, how very interesting. That was Mohammed. This is Rod Sharp here, David. Apart from Mohammed's very calm demeanor, can you tell that he's under pressure?
Well, I can tell in as much as he was very careful to not want me to use his last name. And also he interviewed a psychiatrist on my behalf to talk about how people were coping there. And he was very careful not to give me that psychiatrist's real name. So this tells me that he feels very much in danger. He also talked about being able to hear anti-aircraft weapons near him. And, you know, that's got to be very upsetting.
Well, David, there's so much conflict in the world at the moment. When you see the images, does it sort of worry you that we're storing up a huge amount of potential psychological problems for really future generations, and there's not really the infrastructure there to help, particularly in places like Iraq, but, we can look further afield to Lebanon and to Israel as well.
Oh, yes, I very much agree with you. We are definitely setting up a bitter harvest. Even with our own U.S. troops, we're seeing large numbers of soldiers returning with post-traumatic stress syndrome. And then think of the civilians in these areas, too, who, have, as you point out, have even fewer resources to turn to.
Do you think that podcasts like yours can actually help? I mean, is it part of what you do to try and give people some of the skills that they need to cope with things like this? When you talk to people like Mohammed, do you have an educative function as well?
Oh, yes, I definitely think so. He's an eager listener and follower of the show. We actually had an email exchange just a couple of days ago in which he commented on the show. And I think it really helps him to take his mind off of all that's going on there and recall his earlier interests, before the war started. And it definitely has that function, not only for him, but for other listeners who've written and who've said that they're able to take some comfort from the show and from the guests that I have on. And certainly it plays the role of reminding us on both sides, that we're all one human race. And it promotes understanding from the news that we hear. The enemy, the quotes enemy, and really the Iraqis are not the enemy. It's the terrorists in Iraq who are the enemy. But people get portrayed in such black and white ways in which we can lose track of their humanity. And the people that we see in the news, often we don't have that sense of connection to their humanity. But when you dialogue with someone like Mohammed and you actually hear his voice, you recognize a kindred soul.
And that's David Van Noy, retired professor of psychology who blogs and podcasts at Shrink Wrap Radio. We'll be back after the news with news of what's gone on with all these AOL search histories that have mysteriously been published. It's just 25 to 3.